Thank you for calling customer service. This is Jabril speaking. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I just got two charges via email that I didn't order. Order number 919-224-227 is one.
Okay, sir, can you provide me with your zip code, please?
23112.
And your first and last name?
Robert Momsen.
Okay, allow me one moment. Okay, for security purposes, sir, can you verify your address for me?
14316 Cove Ridge Terrace, Midlothian, Virginia.
Thank you for the information. I see you ordered our smart fitness tracker, the replacement color straps, and another smart fitness tracker and the lifetime warranty, the premium wireless earbuds.
Yeah, I ordered those a month ago. I've already got them. What is this? This is new.
Okay, I can explain, sir. When you order this product, you only pay for shipping and handling fee. You had 14 days only to try this product out because it was a 14-day trial. So if you did not like that product, you were supposed to call us back within the 14 days to cancel so that you wouldn't get charged full price for the product. So we charge you full price for the watch, and we charge you full price for the other watch. And those are the only two charges that will be made to the account.
Well, that wasn't very clear. That was not very clear when I ordered it the first time. And by the way, I did get charged something like $80.
No, you got charged $69 twice, and that's because you ordered two of the smart fitness tracker. Now, when you pay shipping and handling $6, that's not the full price for the watch. Now, we charge you after trying the product for 14 days because it's a 14-day trial. We charge you full price after the 14 days of trying the product.
Okay. Well,
now,
I'm
this was listed in our
better,
terms and conditions online.
I've been to the Better Business Bureau because that was not clear at all.
Okay.
Not
well, sir,
clear.
When you ordered online, it was inside our terms and conditions before you even ordered the product. Now,
bullshit.
what we can do is you can definitely return that product if you do not want it, like it, and we can give you a refund. So
okay.
Do you want to return it?
Yeah, I'll return it. Where do I send it?
Okay, well, you can return it. Allow me one moment, and I can issue you a RMA number. You need that number to return the product, and you need the address. So do you have a pen and paper?
I do.
Okay, well, allow me one moment. You have to turn both of the watches in order to receive both refunds.
No problem. Just give me the address.
Okay, well, first, sir, you need the RMA number. So if you can allow me one moment, I can definitely give you that number. So allow me one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, that's 919-224-227-735-3124.
919-224-227-735-3124.
Correct. And the address would be P.O. Box 500, Buffalo, New York. That zip code is 14212.
14212?
Correct.
Buffalo, New York.
Correct.
Okay, I don't have the original packaging.
That's fine. You can just put it in the box or anything that you have that you can put it in to return it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day. Mm-hmm.